What a game it was in the Bay. We welcome in Pat McAfee.
Hey,
Pat, how are you doing?
Team, honor to be here. Obviously, massive now that the Super Bowl has been set. Can't wait to chat with you guys. You all are the greatest on earth, obviously.
Pat.
Well, let me say this to Pat McAfee real quick. You know, we appreciate you being a part of the show, but, you know, certain things do come with a price. And after the Super Bowl, the NBA All-Star Weekend is in your city. I expect to be treated very well when I roll up in the Indy. You say, I mean, it's Pat McAfee's town. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, we expect to be treated very, very well.
Yeah, that's what I expect.
Treatment. Okay, hey, Shannon, okay, listen, everywhere you go, you get treated with the absolute hospitality of a five-star. And you, Stephen A., this ain't my town, but I've already let everybody know that when your fly-ass suits come walking in, the bill is sent right to the Thunderdome. Let old Pat pay for the meal.
Gotcha.
Let old Pat pay for the drinks. And I hope you have a blast in our beautiful city. We cannot wait for All-Star to get here. There's already a basketball court in the airport right now, Stephen A., if you want to put up some shots like the old days.
Oh, so you got all the bills. Okay, I'm going to Country Kitchen as soon as I touch down on Wednesday.
Hey, Country Kitchen, they rebuilt it back up. It is beautiful.
I've been at
your Country Kitchen. I've been at the new Country Kitchen. It is beautiful over there.
Shannon know exactly where to go in Indy. What the hell going? What the hell is this world coming to?
Everybody knows exactly where to go in Indy.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Shay, hey, Unc know where to go in all the cities, truth be told.
Hey, the sun doesn't just rise. The sun sets, too, Shannon. If you need any hookups over there, I got you as well in India.
By the way, hey, Pat, we saw you doing your thing with the WWE Royal Rumble.
Oh,
we see you everywhere, Pat.
Molly, some things happened in there. I got called into the mat. Yep, here it is. Obviously, the fine crew at First Take has the video. I got called in the match. I didn't know I was going to go in there. When I entered the ring, there was a 7'3" human staring at me, and then an ex-Baltimore Raven, a man that radiates intensity, staring me down, and they were about to kill me. And in my pythons, I went ahead and just I eliminated myself, because who would I be to take a main event spot at WrestleMania if I get in there and I start heating up and I start hitting the ropes and that 7'3" guy, I hit him in the butt and I knock him out, and then Bron Breakker, I get a good shot on him, and then Cody Rhodes, and then I'm taking somebody's spot at WrestleMania. I'd be an asshole. I don't want to do that. So I just eliminated myself, had a great night down there in St. Pete, and you know, a lot of people are calling me a coward, and warranted. That's absolutely warranted. Absolutely warranted for the whole thing, Molly.
I wouldn't associate the word coward with you, my brother.
Yeah.
That's the last word I would associate with you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen A.
All right, let's get to the gridiron. Here's what I want to get into here, guys. Where Brock Purdy showed up and showed out as well, the Niners came all the way back and then some, going into halftime down 17, obviously a historic comeback. So yesterday, our Shannon Sharp expressed that he had some doubts with Mr. Irrelevant still. Did Brock Purdy put all the criticism to bed with yesterday's performance?
No. He's going to have to do it in the Super Bowl. Have to do it in the Super Bowl. So let me get this. If he gets to the Super Bowl and he plays like he did against the Ravens, what are you saying, Dio? If he gets to the Super Bowl and plays like he played against the Ravens, what are we going to say? No.
All right. Unc, listen.
Yes.
You're the best guy in this business, you and Stephen A., obviously. So whenever you say something, everybody needs to listen. And I respect and appreciate your brain, your beautiful teeth, everything you got popping off. Love nightcap, love everything. But I think what you're saying about Brock Purdy is completely out of pocket. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because I've heard you say this something like this before and many others. Brock Purdy's critics could watch Brock Purdy walk on water and saying it's because he couldn't swim. What
Correct.
Brock Purdy has done this entire year, in his second year in the NFL, second year, he's still living with a roommate, not married. Married, no kids. He can barely afford rent because his salary is what it is in San Francisco. All year, he led the NFL in basically every single efficiency rating that you could possibly want. Third down, red zone, fourth down, yards per attempt, and they still call him a check down king. And then in the second half of the NFC Championship, not just a basic ass regular season game, not the divisional round, not wild card, in the second half of the NFC Championship game, he did something that no quarterback has done in 30 years. He passed for 150 yards plus on 80% completion, had no turnovers, rushed for over 45 yards, average over 10 yards a carry. No quarterback has done that in the regular season or the postseason in one half in the last three decades. What Brock Purdy do? Well, in the biggest moments, played his best ball. He has it. He is a guy that if we were to judge him, we'd say, well, it kind of looks like an accountant, kind of a little bland. His pregame fits are a little bit like nerdy, a little bit. But when he gets on the field, he's an absolute dog. Much like pick 199 was Tom Brady, who'll be joining our show today at 12:10 Eastern. He has everything mentally to be a guy. He can put a ball in a keyhole, and when the moment calls for it, he delivers. I think you, Shannon, are obviously a big-brained human being, but the critics, I think, have just been judging him completely falsely all year, yourself included, Shannon.
Can I ask you a question? Jalen Hurts got to the Super Bowl. He finished second in the MVP voting. Did he silence his critics by getting to the Super Bowl?
I think last year he did. Then this year they came out without Shane Steichen and were much different. Now the critics are all the way back.
If you look at guys, there have been guys that Nick Foles didn't silence critics. Joe Flacco didn't silence critics. Trent Dilfer didn't silence critics. All I'm saying is that he did what I wanted him to do, P-Mac. I said I want to see him in a game in which he's behind by multiple scores, and I want to see where every throw matters, every possession matters. And in the last 2 weeks, Green Bay and in against the Lions, that happened. But he's not going to completely, the critics aren't going to completely go away unless he finishes this off. Because if he loses this game, what are they going to say, P-Mac? You know what they're going to say. See, I told you. Yeah. He's going to have to finish it off. And like I said, yes, he silenced them temporarily. But until you get to it, look at Lamar. Lamar's about to win his second MVP. Has he silenced any critics? He's been in the league 6 years. That's how it is, P-Mac. I'm not taking anything away from the young man, but we got to stop using what he was Mr. Irrelevant. Tom Brady was sixth round 199. But at some point in time, you're a football player, and where you got drafted is unimportant. Whether you're the first pick in the draft or you're the last pick in the draft, can you play football? Are you? And right now, Brock Purdy is a top quarterback in the National Football League. But I still believe that the critics will come back if he doesn't play well in the Super Bowl. But for 2 weeks, he should have silenced everyone.
Let me say this to y'all. A couple of things that we need to throw out there. Before I get into any of that, Tom Brady's coming on your show today, P-Mac.
12:10, that's no bull, Stephen A. 12:10.
Let me tell you something, because I had the pleasure of having him on my podcast, the Stephen A. Smith Show. Let me tell you something right now. Tom Brady, seven-time champion. That brother, Shannon Sharp, Pat McAfee, remember I said this. When he get in that booth, he going to be a star. Wait till you see him. I'm just talking about listening to him talk football, the way he talks about football. We've talked about Tony Romo. Obviously, we've talked about others. We see the great Troy Aikman and what he brings to the table. Wait till Tom Brady get up in that booth. I'm telling y'all something right now. The brother's going to be special. I'm telling you. Mark my words. You heard it from here first. In that booth, he's going to be special. Now let me get to Brock Purdy. This is what I noticed, P-Mac. When you talk about putting all the criticism to bed, I'm going to agree with Shannon Sharp in terms of how the criticism will return if he doesn't perform in the Super Bowl. But I also am going to give you love because you've been talking about Purdy for quite some time and talking about giving the credit where credit is due. Yes. I'm looking at this. This is him on Sunday, 20-31, 64.5% completion, 267 yards, one touchdown pass, one interception, all right? Second half, when they down 24-7, 13-16 passing, 81% completion, 174 of those yards, a TD pass, 49 rush yards. Here's the thing that stood out to me. Rushed the ball three times for 52 yards. Threw passes, three or four. This is under scrambling situations. Completed three or four passes. Ran the ball three times, 52 yards, each and every single one of them. The completions along with the runs were for first downs. When it was demanded, when you had to show up, that's when he showed up. You pointed out this in their game against Green Bay, Shannon. He did it again in the NFC Championship game, down 17, and Detroit bum-rushing them, just beating them up, running the ball all over them. Came out in the second half, did his thing. Got to give love and credit where credit is due, yes, as if he comes to Purdy. But in the end, if the Super Bowl arrives against Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes on that other side of the field, knowing that the mistakes that you make can cost you, because if anybody's capable of making you pay for it, it's Patrick Mahomes. If he shows up in that game, then the criticism will be put to bed, but not before.
I agree completely with everything you're saying about critics always being there. He's an NFL quarterback. He's the San Francisco 49ers quarterback who are going to be good for the foreseeable future, especially with how small his contract is and the salary cap gymnastics that John Lynch has been able to do. But with this Spagnuolo defense, too, with the Kansas City Chiefs, if he is able to perform the way that he has performed the last 2 weeks, whenever the crunch time calls against them, he has earned all the praise that the world will definitely rain down upon him. And if he ends up losing to Patrick Mahomes, or some people are already calling the GOAT, definitely on the Mount Rushmore, it'll only be more motivation in the offseason. I can't wait to see Brock Purdy next year in year three. He's only in his second year. I think that is just like, the guy doesn't even know what shower he's going to use in the facility yet. He's in his second year still at this point.
I'm going to end this segment by giving you just a nugget of bad news.
Don't do that.
His second year with his four playoff victories, he already has as many playoff victories as Lamar Jackson and Dak Prescott combined.
Just want ricochet shots for Dak on this beautiful Tuesday.
I just felt an obligation. I mean, we be factual here. He's doubled up.
He has to protect himself on the show, PMAC.
Hey, Molly, are you guys going to run that sad Dallas Cowboys fan montage with the music now?
It'll never die. No. We'll use it at some point before then.
We've also got mediocre team in Big D.
That's right.
That's his other favorite with the black cat run around. Hey, have fun with Tom Brady. I saw that announcement, TB12, No Bull collaboration, wellness brand there. That'll be really cool. Have fun with that, Pat, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, I appreciate the hell out of you guys. Keep leading the way. You're the best. I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, P-Mac. Have a good one, bro.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take pod. Have a fabulous day.
So Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are headed back to the Super Bowl after a roller coaster of a season. So last year, Mahomes won his second ring in just six seasons as a starter, and he's looking to go back to back. In fact, the Chiefs are seeking their third Super Bowl win in the last 5 years. If they do so, they'd be the fourth different team to win three Super Bowls in a five-year span, joining the Patriots, who did it twice this century, the Cowboys from 92 to 95, and the Steelers, who did it twice in the 70s. Jeff Saturday back with us. Jeff, tell me this. Are the Chiefs a dynasty without a Super Bowl 58 win?
Absolutely. I mean, listen, when we start every season, the first conversation that's had is about the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, that's the bottom line. You say, can somebody beat the Chiefs? Can somebody beat the greatest quarterback in the game right now? And that starts with Patrick Mahomes. And so if every conversation has to go through either beating Kansas City or not having the playoffs in Kansas City that now we know don't matter, you go to Buffalo and win, you go to Baltimore and win. If the conversation all starts with one team, And for six straight years, they've gotten to the AFC Championship. I don't know any other way to describe it but a dynasty. And again, is the Super Bowl going to be important this year? Absolutely go in. But they are a dynasty now. When the conversation starts with one team and then goes elsewhere, I think you put yourself in that conversation.
Stop it. Stop it, Jeff. Stop.
You know it.
No. They're an elite team. They're an elite organization. You have an elite coach, an elite quarterback, an elite tight end. But when we when we say dynasty, we're talking titles. Talking titles. So don't tell me that if you are Andy Reid's 2-2 in Super Bowls, okay? Don't tell me if it's a situation where, you know, you go and you lose to San Francisco in this Super Bowl, Super Bowl 58 in Vegas, that, you know what, you still a dynasty. No. It's about closing the deal. The Buffalo Bills went to four straight Super Bowls and got bum-rushed each time.
But didn't win
damn
one.
Dynasty.
They've won two.
I understand that.
Okay,
Listen, I'm not saying you got to be undefeated. This ain't stupid-ass boxing where, you know what, if you got one or two losses, people try to dilute your resume. I mean, my God, if you 40-2 in the sport of boxing, all of a sudden that compromises your pay-per-view cachet. That makes no sense to me. I get all of that. But in the same breath, you know, when we talk about New England, you lost three Super Bowls, but you won six. You understand what I'm saying? It ain't one of those situations where Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and those boys go to the Super Bowl this time and they end up 2-2 in Super Bowl appearances. That qualifies you as a dynasty. No, bro, you got to close. You got to close, Jeff Shattuck. Shannon.
Four Super Bowls in 6 years.
I understand that, but you got to win.
I'm with Saturday on this one.
Yes, I
understand that the importance of winning Super Bowls, but I think the dominance in which they've displayed over the years, they've won their division how many times? They've won the AFC Championship four times in 6 years. This is their fourth Super Bowl appearance. It doesn't matter to me because I think they're a dynasty because I think they've been that dominant. And it's hard for me to say because they didn't win this Super Bowl. They're 2-2 over the last 6 years last 5 years in Super Bowls. They're not a dynasty. They've just been too good. They've been too dominant. As Saturday said, we start the season off in the AFC. Who can beat Kansas City? And until otherwise noted, they're going to be the favorite again next year. I believe they are a dynasty, even if they don't win this championship. Because guess what, Stephen A.? The likelihood they're going to be right back here next year, and we'll have this discussion again, and they might end up being 3-2. But I say as of right now, even in this situation, even if they don't win, I'm going to have to say, yes, they are a dynasty.
And let's just add on to this. Two of the three losses have been to Tom Brady.
I understand that.
Okay, so it's not like they lost to some chump, bro.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
You're trying to be slick, right?
No, I'm trying to give you the truth.
You're trying to be slick. I ain't say you're trying to lie. You're trying to be slick, though. Because you see, you and that damn Club Shay Shay right there, he started off the show with an L, with him, trying to pacify Goat James and all of that stuff. He started off the L. But let me get back to this. You know what? When I hear you, because you two football dudes know your basketball as well. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not one of those dudes that don't believe y'all should be talking. If I get to talk football, damn it, y'all get to talk basketball.
Like okay.
Here's the deal, y'all. Y'all called Jordan a dynasty. Why? Two three-peats. That's why we called the Lakers a dynasty. Lakers won five titles in the 80s, okay? And they were in every damn championship series practically with the exception of one. I mean, these brothers were dominant. What I'm saying to y'all is this. If I got as many losses as I want as wins on the big stage, that qualifies as greatness. But when we allude to dynastic, excuse me, you got to have more wins than losses now. No, come on now.
Let me ask you a question.
Come on, in the championship round.
Stephen A., was that second Laker with Kobe and Powell, was that a dynasty?
Well, they won the three straight NBA finals and won two.
This man just said, now here we are, got Patrick Mahomes.
They won more than they lost. I said
they lost two.
They lost two.
Hold on.
The Lakers lost one.
I'm saying they won two. They lost one. So you saying you got to win. Okay, 2-2 is not a losing record. 2-2 is not losing, Steve.
You got to win more than you lose in a championship round. Is what I'm saying.
So the Lakers.
So
right now Mahomes is 2-3 in the Super Bowls, right? He's 1-2.
He's got two, right? That's what I mean. 2-1
in the Super Bowl, right? So he's the same record as what you're calling a dynasty in the Lakers. They didn't make it back. He's made it back. So he's putting himself in a position to be either
fine.
Three. Okay.
But that's still a dynasty. If they lose this Super Bowl, y'all act like they still a dynasty.
They are. Go out there and smoke them.
Really? That's what we're doing? Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna defer to y'all because you know I keep receipts. And so I'm gonna remember
this. Keep it.
I remember this, Shannon. I'm gonna remember this, Jeff Saturday. I'm gonna keep this receipt now. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure.
I'm in.
All right. All right, so they lose. Kansas City get the brakes blown off of them, and I don't think that will happen. But they get the brakes blown off of them in 2 weeks, right? In less than 2 weeks. Y'all telling me they still a dynasty?
Yes. They went to four Super Bowls in six years. It's a dynasty.
So it's
they freaking
really
balling.
You really think they're going to get the brakes beat off?
No, we specifically said they're not. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying if it were to happen.
Because we keep receipts, too. We keep receipts.
Anybody running?
Pretty much.
All right. Okay. All right. All right. They can lose and they still a dynasty.
Yes.
That's Jeff Shannon.
Yes.
That's Jeff and Shannon.
Yes.
They can lose.
Absolutely.
They're still a dynasty.
It's a couple of Super Bowl champs, so I don't know who I should be losing.
Pretty good.
All right. You sure they ain't biased because of it? Sure they ain't emotional because of it? Sure about that? Sure about that? Are they completely objective in all of this?
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Coming up.
He's on one right now.
Yes. He got too much sleep yesterday.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Time for the latest A-list. Come on. The list is fluid, okay? What's the subject for this particular A-list? Top five duos in sports history, according to moi.
Right.
Keep in mind, again, the list is fluid. It's fluid. Let's get to number five on the list. Give it to me right now. Bam!
Oh.
Gretzky and Messier.
Okay, didn't
know.
I like them.
Stephen A. like to do that hockey. Like to do that hockey, okay? We know how many titles these brothers have won together. I believe the number is four at the very least. Mark Messier, this man erased the curse in New York City, spanning 40 years, brought a title to the city of New York when the Knicks couldn't, when the Jets couldn't, when the Mets couldn't, when the Yankees was en route to doing so, but they had struggled through hard times. Messier saved the day, and we all know the great one, Gretzky himself. Come on now, there's nothing to talk about there, right? That's top five. They ain't top four. Give me top four, please. Bam! Right here. Do I need to really, really explain this? We're talking about Irving.
Four.
Magic Johnson, the greatest point guard in the history of basketball. We're talking about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who retired as the leading scorer in the history of the NBA. The only individual in history of basketball with one unstoppable move that everybody and their grandmother knew was coming, and you couldn't do anything about it. He ain't top three, though. Give me top three right here, please. Right now. Why am I waiting? Bam! Cheryl Swoops, Cynthia Cooper, four titles. He's what everybody's talking about. The two birds of the world, the Diana Taurasi's of the world, and others. I'm sorry. Did you see Cooper and Swoop when they were in that WNBA? Mm-hmm. We got to give love to the sisters, okay? Everybody talking about Serena and Venus. Damn it, they were individuals.
Yeah.
They weren't a pair. They were competing against each other. They weren't a pair. That was a pair, okay? And they put the world on notice. Females can ball too. Gotta give them love. They ain't top two, though. Give me top two right here. Bam! Shaq and Kobe. Come on now. This is Shaquille O'Neal, the most dominant force of our lifetime. We know what Kobe brought to the table as well. There is no way around it. There is absolutely, positively no way around it. I know you thinking Steph and Klay, but damn it, the last two of those titles came with Kevin Durant. I'm talking about these two right there, riding that wave, Shaq and Kobe. Three-peat, I'm sorry. That's dynasty, damn it. That's a dynasty. That's what the hell that was. And they probably would have won five if they hadn't managed to get along together. We all know number one is, though. Let's not act like we don't know. Now, do I need to tell you who this is? You know what time it is. It is Michael Jordan. It is Scottie Pippen. I'm sorry. That's what it's about right there. Six titles, two three-peats, the greatest ever. GOAT status, okay? Notice that LeBron don't have a pair up here, Shannon Sharp. It's Kyrie. It's Kevin Love. It's Anthony Davis or whatever. He ain't do that.
That's why he the guy. Right?
Okay. So there we go. It is.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Jordan,
okay.
Pippen,
okay.
Shaq,
okay.
Kobe, Cooper, okay. Swoop, Magic, Kareem, Gretzky,
all right.
Messier.
All right.
I
like the kicks. Before we rip this bad boy apart, you guys see the QR code? First Take
Fan,
we want you to weigh in, send in your grades, because I can already tell you right now, this is suspect, and it's a little biased.
A little.
It's supposed to be all sports.
A little biased.
I see four basketball.
Four of the top five are all.
This isn't about me. We've got analysts. Jeff, you kick us off, and then we go Perk, and Shannon takes us home.
Four.
Jeff,
like,
first.
I thought, listen, I thought you would at least throw, like, a Montana in there with Rice, you know, or Young and Rice.
I thought you completely
skipped the one that just set the record in the NFL.
No, and you, I wasn't putting Kelce up there. Yeah. I wasn't putting Kelce. Mahomes up there. Two titles. We already talked about that.
Oh, my word.
They already got two titles.
No. They're setting NFL history.
Okay.
It ain't just about the NFL history.
They already have.
These word.
These people are not historic.
Somebody.
What? Who's not historic?
Somebody loves some basketball.
Who's not historic on this list?
That was an insult.
You know what almost like annoys me about this list?
I feel like
he did the list and then one of the producers was like, you got to get in another sport.
Yeah. He went New York. That's why he did that. That's the only reason he went there.
You're wrong with your
stuff. And then they went New York. And then they went New York.
Yeah, you went New York. It's such an easy list for you.
I put hockey up in there. And I put females up in there, too.
Great.
Oh, look at you. Welcome to 2024.
You're so inclusive.
You put females in?
Yeah.
You're so inclusive.
Yeah.
Hi. You clown.
Go ahead.
Oh my God. What's your grade?
C. C.
Oh, please.
C.
Please. Here you go. Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead. You're
Kendrick.
Wrong. What did you say you
were? Go ahead, Perk.
I'm going to actually give him an F for not having involved in this.
Get him.
Shannon, look. Shannon, let me ask you a question. How many Super Bowls did Gronk and Brady win together?
Thank you.
Thank you. Four.
Four.
Was it four?
Four. And that was the record that got broke,
and
Perk.
Look, and then on top of that, we're watching greatness right in front of our very own eyes right
Thank
now
you.
With Mahomes and Travis yep. Kelce.
I've never known
you to be so biased. This list has a hidden agenda written all over it.
Yes.
Yeah,
what's the hidden agenda?
Are you trying to repurpose this for countdown?
What's the hidden agenda?
You look at it and give you an incomplete.
Yeah. Incomplete would have been better than that.
All right, so far you have a C. Shannon, he's got a C and an F, but he does have females in hockey, so he's inclusive.
Yeah, you know what? The only reason, Stephen A., the only reason I'm not going to co-sign with Perk and give you an F is because you got three of the combos that I got on there. But that list, the mere fact that you got Shaq and Kobe over Kareem and Magic that went to 9 NBA Finals in 12.
They never three-peated. They never three-peated.
Oh,
they won five.
They never three-peated.
They won five.
They never three-peated.
Five is more
and they
than
had
three.
Each other. And they had each other. But you know what? Magic and Kareem had Worthy. You had Byron Scott. You had Cooper. You had a crew.
D, okay, then,
you understand?
Keep talking. Keep talking. Say
they had a crew.
I'm going to go F.
Okay.
D. But, D.
Yeah. Give it to him.
CD.
I got Jordan Pippen.
CD.
I got Jordan Pippen at one.
Seriously, Stephen A. Not one NFL duo?
And one won four titles together. And had the record.
I recall for many a Dan and said, stop it. I recall Jeff Saturday and Shannon and others talking to me about how those first three titles Brady won. Look at what Bill Belichick had with that defense. That's what I recall y'all telling me. So I'm looking at football being a collective whole. Taking into account
No argument.
Okay. Shannon, give us your list before we get the grades from America.
I got Brady and Gronk at five. I got Brady, Gronk at five, Kelce Mahomes at four, yep. Shaq, Kobe, Kareem, Magic, Jordan, Pippen.
Like, so he got two football. Ain't no bias, though. Okay, go.
You bias.
I just want you to know, actually, as a producer in my ear, I'm not going to name him, said this is one of your worst performances.
It is.
You do understand.
If you want
I don't give a damn what you have to say,
Stephen
right?
A.
I do me.
Stephen A.
I do me.
I love it because you have females.
I'm good.
So I love it.
Give him a D. I know America's about to give him a D.
Let's see what America has to say.
What's that?
Yeah, that's about right.
What I said, whoop,
that is. About right. Predominantly C's and F's.
Yep. Yep. C's and F's.
No.
Yeah.
You can talk about one. I got 32%. That's how I look at it. And then the other 28% is a B. So
yeah, and guess what?
No,
That 32% are basketball fans and people that live in LA. So good try.
He tried to pull 60% down to the C.
That's how I look at it.
This is the last thing I'm going to say. This is like, it's just such a random list.
Awful. It's an awful list.
It's not awful. I feel like you just tried to get creative.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you're doing the most. Like, just, you got creative with it.
I stand by what I said. This is where
I am. Let's go to break.
I knew what he said.
Hey, Molly, with Stephen A. left, I should have went Bob Baffert and Justifier. Bob Baffert and American Pharoah. They won the triple crown, so then you go on
Seriously, you're right. Like,
let them know.
Like, could it get any more random?
Hey, listen,
do you have any tennis you want to add?
No.
Oh. Hey, Molly. No.
Yeah.
Hey, Molly.
Yeah.
It would have been better if Stephen A. would have put you and him on the list. I mean, y'all have been the number one rated show for the
last
year.
There you go.
Sports.
You know what?
I appreciate
that. You know what? You got me.
I appreciate
it. I should have been.
You should have.
Top three.
And that would have been.
He said I. He said I, not we. And as soon as he said it, he pulled it to I.
I mean, we.
Wait,
what in the world?
I mean,
we.
It would have just been him, but then he would have added me for inclusivity to have a female.
I should have put me in three.
SBNW, so proud of you. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys or tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. All right, let's dive into a wild night in the Western Conference where the Nuggets took down the Bucks behind Nikola Jokic's league-leading 14th triple-double this season, putting in work. In a battle of two of the top teams in the West, the T-Wolves took down the Thunder while holding OKC to their third fewest points in any game this season. And the Suns were able to take care of the Heat in Miami, improving their record to 10-6 when the Big Three play, including winning 8 of their last 10 such games. All right, Stephen, tell me this. Which team's the biggest threat to the Nuggets right now in the West?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Los Angeles Clippers. Mm.
That's who I'm going with. Okay. If Kawhi Leonard, and it obviously is a huge, huge if, him and Paul George stay healthy or they're healthy come playoff time, it comes down to James Harden, because I have no doubt that Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are going to show up on the basketball court if they're healthy. If James Harden, obviously that's an if. I know what he's capable of doing, but if he shows up, I think the Clippers could win the championship. Ty Lue, I consider to be one of the top two coaches in the game of basketball. I think he's exceptional, all right? And I'm going to say this. We don't do it enough. Ladies and gentlemen, we all need to stand down and give some love to Russell Westbrook. Norman Powell can ball. We got that. We know the people, Terrence Mann, we like him. Of course, Kawhi, Paul George, James Harden, I get it. But Russell Westbrook shooting 46% from the field, just averaging 11 a game, coming off the bench. He is selfless, not selfish. He is an energizer bunny. He is a spark plug. And here's the thing. We don't say this about Russell Westbrook. We're going to say it here on national television today. He's a leader. You can't roll up in that locker room playing half-ass, giving a subpar effort. And Russell Westbrook gonna let you get away with it. Oh, no, 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 no. He ain't scared of nobody. Facts. Rough rider. And that brother, whatever you saw from James Harden, if you had any question marks about what James Harden is gonna give you, oh, you ain't gonna have that question about he ain't gonna be lackadaisical or subpar in a locker room with Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook has taken a lot of criticism over the years, okay, from all of us. My God. It stops now. Ever since that man stepped on in a Los Angeles Clippers uniform, he has been a huge plus for that team. And I think he's going to be a big reason why they're going to have a shot at the championship. Clippers.
Okay, I like that. Clippers is the biggest threat to the Nuggets. Perk, I want to ask you this, though. Who do you think is the most important player for the Clippers title hopes?
Oh, it's Kawhi Leonard Jordan. Right? Like, we're talking about a guy that is a two-time finals MVP. And when Kawhi Leonard is healthy, he is capable, he has the capability of being the best player in any series. Any series. Well, look, last season, the Suns really got lucky in the first round when Kawhi went down, because they was about to, he was about to hand it to them and send them home with Russell Westbrook on his side with no Paul George. When it comes down to Kawhi, he doesn't shy away from the moment on both ends of the floor. I haven't seen Kawhi this happy since Moby Dick was a goldfish, and he's playing with great joy. He got his money and his contract extension, and Kawhi Leonard is the guy that is going to carry this Clipper team, if he's healthy, to winning their championship this season. I got them picked to win it all.
Yeah, I agree. He's the most important. Although he doesn't play, he's a two-time defensive player of the year also. Although he doesn't devote that kind of energy anymore, Perk, on that end of the court, he's a true a bucket getter. He has the mid-range game. He's improved his three-point shot. He can drive the ball, lay it up either hand. He's looking to flush on you with either hand. I love Kawhi's offensive game because he can play with his back to the basket and shoot that turnaround, that Kobe fadeaway. Yeah, he's the key to the Clippers going. But Paul George needs to stay healthy too, because over the last couple of years, it's either Paul George has been out or Kawhi's been out. I would like to see both of these guys and not come up short like they did against the Nuggets in the bubble. They came up short, Stephen A. Smith. You saw that, too.
I know that. There's no doubt about that.
Because they want to see old Golden State.
I have to confess, Club Shay Shay. I mean, first of all, I'm very, very applauding in that basketball knowledge, some of the historical notes that you brought up. And secondly, you kind of made up for the slow-ass start that you had with Goat James to start off the show. And notice, Big Perk, we ain't hear Shannon bring up them Lakers. Now, notice they ain't a part of this discussion in terms of who's most important, because we know they ain't a part of this subject just yet. We know that.
We notice make a that. Move. Watch when we make a move. Check back with me in
that
2 weeks.
That ain't gonna help.
Okay.
Check back with me in 2 weeks.
We will. We get you in the mornings on Monday and Tuesdays. Plus, we get nightcaps. Plus, I mean,
D-Lo
we get you can't hide.
I mean, hey, we Perk, you see D-Lo?
All right. Perk's got a roll. Perk, it was great having you on. This was a lot of fun this morning. I actually can't believe the show's almost over.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Tough question for you, Jeff Saturday. Who is more likely to get back to the conference championship game? Blown opportunities by the Detroit Lions and Baltimore Ravens.
I'm going to say the Lions.
Okay.
And I'll say that their offensive line is excellent. I thought they got away from their game plan in a massive way in San Francisco. Otherwise, they win that game. And not just the Dan Campbell, like, fourth down and the third down botch at the end of the game. But they only ran the ball seven times in the second half as opposed to throwing it 21. And it was they ran the rock all over San Fran. That consistency with those two backs, I think, is vital. They're young at receiver. They're getting better on defense. And the NFC, to be honest with you, doesn't have as much – isn't nearly as challenging as – listen, Burrow's going to get healthy. The Chargers got a new – like, there's a lot of things that happen in the AFC, and one of those is the Kansas City Chiefs that might retool. That's going to be a really tough road for Baltimore, so that's why I'm going with the Lions.
I'm like – I'm saying neither. Because I think the Rams are going to even be better than what they were last year. The 49ers going to – and even in their own division, I really, really like Green Bay.
Yeah.
Jordan Love is going to be even better. Those first and second-year receivers will be even better. And so when I look at the grand scheme of things, I don't think either will make it back. I honestly don't.
Well, they may not make it back, but the question is, the Ravens or the Lions, who's got the better chance to return?
Neither.
I'm going to say the Lions. And the reason I'm going to say the Lions is because you told me running games travel. We know they can run that damn football
That's
now.
Right.
We saw what they were doing, particularly in the first half against San Francisco. I don't know why the hell they didn't continue running the ball in the second half.
Preach.
He ran it eight times. Makes no sense for Detroit.
Right.
Jameson Williams can ball. He was suspended for half of the year. He gets back this year. He'll be there. LaPorta will be healthy, obviously. St. Brown. Okay, we look at some of the weapons that they have available. I like the Detroit Lions chances against
them. Only caveat
that Johnson leaves as the offensive coordinator for the head job.
Yeah.
Ooh,
okay,
yeah.
Well, right now, is he gone yet?
No.
I went Lions.
You said, what makes you think they're going to run the ball? Dan Campbell's going to do what Dan Campbell does. What makes you think he's going to run the ball and he get back in that situation in the playoffs, Stephen A?
You can't learn from your mistakes. You can't learn from your mistakes.
Have an amazing day, everyone.
Neither.
Yeah.